This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Natalie O'Shaughnessy, NATALIEOSHAUGHNESSY. Date of birth, January 30th, 1992. Date of appointment, April 25th, 2020. For requesting physician Jennifer Melling, JennifermehLing. Dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing Natalie O'Shaughnessy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 32-year-old, right-handed African-American woman. Who went to the St. Mary's Hospital on 3/29/2024 because of the breathing issue. She was diagnosed with hypercarbic hypoxic respiratory failure. She was intubated. And transferred to the Westchester Medical Center. Where she was extubated and sent home on 4/17/2024. When she was extubated and woke up, she felt left upper extremity was weak and she was having a left shoulder pain. She received 1 week of Madrol pack. She was having some pain in the left lower extremities also. Her TSH and CK was negative. Ultrasound of the lower extremities were also negative. MRI of the brain and MRI of the C-spine were done, which was negative. MRI of the brachial plexus shows abnormal signal intensity and enhancement within the upper trunk and division of the left brachial plexus. Today she is here in my office for the first time. She is saying her left arm is weak and left hand shakes. She has a numbness and pain. Also left foot is numb and weak and it hurt. She has a shooting pain. She has a back pain also, but no neck pain. she did not go for physical therapy. Past medical history, respiratory failure, cocaine dependence, obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, hyperventilation syndrome, bipolar disorder, brachial plexus injury on the left side. Asthma, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, past surgical history, C-section, allergy to Depakote and Trazodone medication, Tylenol, Albuterol, Bupropion, Fluphenazine, Gabapentin, Ipratropium, Albuterol, Lidocaine, Metformin, Pantoprazole, Topiramycin, Social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol. Used to use cocaine. She is single, lives with the mother, have one son. Family history, mother alive with breast cancer, father alive, does not know about him. One brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal. Neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, weakness, bipolar. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength. Right sided 5 over 5. Left hand grip 4 over 5, left upper extremity 3 over 5, left lower extremity minus 5 over 5. Deep tender reflexes, right sided 2 over 4, left sided 1 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 32-year-old right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left-sided brachial plexitis. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, tremors in the left hand. Number 5, weakness on the left side. Next paragraph. Her MRI of the brain and MRI of the C spine is negative. MRI of the brachial plexus shows abnormal signal intensity and enhancement within the upper trunk and division of the left brachial plexus. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood tests including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.